WESA celebrates 90 neighborhoods, 90 good stories, a weekly series about people who make the place they live a better place to live. Made possible with support from UPMC, life-changing medicine.
From classical to bluegrass to country and jazz, music is a universal language essential to the growth and maturation of the mind. 90.5 WESA's Brian Cook reports that's the theory behind Pittsburgher Devin Arrington's work with Musicians with a Mission.
I always enjoyed playing in healthcare facilities. Like a lot of people, I would try to find ways to use my musical gifts. It's so important to me to try to express clearly the passion I feel for what I do.
As a professional violinist who started playing at the age of 2, Devin Arrington is also a composer and instructor. And with the organization Musicians with a Mission, where he serves as founding director, he leads a group of fellow musicians who play in assisted living nursing facilities around Pittsburgh. Arrington says the seeds of the program were planted during his formative years.
As a teenager, I went and played for a man who had had a severe stroke, and his wife was now his caretaker. And he almost didn't speak at all. He just sat in front of the TV most of the time. And when I finished playing, he looked at me and he said, "That was beautiful." And his wife started tearing up and she said, "He's never spoken those words."
In a 2011 paper commissioned by the Music Connections Program of Carnegie Hall's Weill Music Institute, it describes how music works across a person's lifespan to develop, protect, and repair the brain. Arrington says for many who lead a sedentary lifestyle, the live performances help mentally and physically stimulate those who engage in the activities.
It's very healing, very uplifting.
Soprano singer Rosemary Pavlovsky is one of over 30 musicians who participate in the program and says it's uplifting for her as much as the residents.
I absolutely love this work. I'm so passionate about it because these people deserve good music, and I believe in a therapeutic quality to music. It's healing. And many of these people, they're very highly educated too.
Using music, the language that speaks to all races, genders, and socioeconomic backgrounds, is what she says brings people together. Her role with Musicians with a Mission is one she feels will be an integral part of her life for the foreseeable future. Pavlovsky says the organization's impact is real and lasting.
Devin's one of our area's greatest, but he also has obviously a very big heart, and he saw a need for it, and I agree with him 100%.
I expected it to be wonderfully received by the residents, but what pleasantly surprised me is how much it meant to the musicians too. I continue to get feedback from musicians, including ones that have recently joined us, that just gush about how much it means to them to take something that they've worked so hard at all their life and to see it bearing fruit, to see the smiles on the faces of the residents, and to have that one-on-one contact.
His hope is that the work of spreading live music in nursing facilities will expand far beyond Western Pennsylvania.
My long-term vision was always that Pittsburgh could act as a model city for what could be in the future in other cities.
I'm Brian Cook, 90.5 WESA News.
Who's making a difference in your neighborhood? Share your suggestion for our series WESA Celebrates 90 Neighborhoods, 90 Good Stories at WESA.FM/90. Made possible with support from UPMC, life-changing medicine.